Best Society by Philip Larkin. When I was a child, I thought casually that solitude never needed to be sought. Something everybody had, like nakedness, it lay at hand, not specially right or specially wrong, a plentiful, an obvious thing, not at all hard to understand. Then, after 20, it became at once more difficult to get and more desired, though all the same more undesirable, for what you are alone has to achieve the rank effect to be expressed in terms of others, or it's just a compensating make-believe. Much better to stay in company. To love, you must have someone else. Giving requires a legatee. Good neighbours need whole parishfuls of folk to do it on. In short, our virtues are all social. If, deprived of solitude, you chafe, it's clear you're not the virtuous sort. Viciously, then, I lock my door. The gas fire breathes. The wind outside ushers in evening rain. Once more, uncontradicting solitude supports me on its giant palm. And like a sea anemone or simple snail, there cautiously unfolds, emerges what I am.